Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on FFC. That is Football Full Circle. A new week begins on the final day of a month of June. It is the final day of the final month without at least one NFL football game until March of 2026. So as we welcome you to the Sports Grid Radio Network and Sirius XM Channel 159, he is the mastermind of the pigskin. That is Joe Lisi, and I am Ben Stevens. Lisi, it's a Monday in June. There really shouldn't be all that much to discuss in football, except building up that excitement that tomorrow is July. And in the month of July, tomorrow is the first day. The final day is the 31st. It is the NFL Hall of Fame game, which means that starting tomorrow, we will have a month with at least one NFL game, albeit preseason, through February 2026. And yet, what a busy Monday afternoon around the National Football League this has already turned to. A blockbuster trade, perhaps, between the Steelers and the Dolphins that we will break down in plenty of college football news as the Pac-12, Joe, enters our lives once again officially on this Monday. What a busy final day of June in this hour on Football Full Circle.
Yeah, the calm before the storm. We saw Texas State join the Pac-12. That's amazing. Yep. When you think about just Texas State big picture. Jalen Ramsey, right? He's a member now of Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. What I can't understand, Ben, is the Pittsburgh Steelers still can't get it right. They make a good move, but they ship potentially one of their better defensive players in Minka Fitzpatrick back to the Dolphins that they originally got him from. Years ago, they make one move, take one step forward, and make two steps back. I said it before, I tweeted it out, Mike Tomlin and this organization, they're washed up. They're stuck in neutral, same old team, 9-8 best, at worst 5-12, and this is what you have to live with in Steeltown.
So here's the thing, right? Stuck in neutral, perhaps, but they are trying to hit the gas and get up to 90 as quickly as possible because the Pittsburgh Steelers are at least going for it. Is it the right decision? Are these the right moves? That's what we will debate. So the big news early on this Monday, within the last hour and a half, a blockbuster trade that started as one deal, player for player, then became two trades, and now is really one blockbuster deal between the Steelers and the Dolphins. Here are the full trade terms. The Miami Dolphins have agreed to trade cornerback Jalen Ramsey, tight end Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for Minka Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth rounder. As this started to trickle out, Joe, in terms of the info, it was Jalen Ramsey being dealt by the Dolphins to the Steelers. Didn't know what the package looked like or the return heading back to South Florida. Minka Fitzpatrick, who was drafted 11th overall by these Dolphins back in 2018 and then traded early on into his second year to Pittsburgh, where he has remained. He's returning in a one-up, one-player for one-player trade to Miami. And then it became Jonnu Smith being traded from Miami with a pick swap as well. So many things to break down. Again, here is the trade as it's being shared from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. One large deal. Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, 2027 seventh rounder, traded from Miami to Pittsburgh. From the Steelers to Miami, Minka Fitzpatrick, 2027 fifth round pick. And there we have it, Joe. The Pittsburgh Steelers acquiring some talent from the Fins and trying their darndest to elevate the ceiling in the Steel City.
I get the move in terms of lockdown corners. Darius Slay is on there as well. I get that. Aging veterans, potentially lightning in a bottle. But they'd be much better with Minka Fitzpatrick roaming the field as the safety, right? Again, you're taking a step forward potentially to lock down the better wide receivers in the division and more importantly in the conference. But what does the back end look like if you're getting exposed over the top? Minka Fitzpatrick is a ball hawk. Granted, he's on the back end of his career, but he's still one of the most productive safeties in the conference and again, can help your football team. It's the same thing with the mood of DK Metcalf. It's a great move. Okay, you get an elite young wide receiver. You couple him with George Pickens. Oh, wait, we shipped George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. So, again, we take one step forward, two steps back. Jonnu Smith, yes, he's an upgrade at the tight end position. That was lacking with Freiermuth and obviously Darnell Washington. They can move the football between the 30s. Red zone opportunities with the tight end, that was non-existent. Yeah. That changes. But is that specific move going to say, when you look at it and say, okay, they're making offseason moves, they're shuffling. Are they any better than what they were last year? Are they the same exact team with just different names? And that's the problem. I think they're exactly the same. Rodgers, Wilson.
Right. Well,
I need to see Aaron Rodgers throw for it. I need to see Jonnu Smith continue the dominance that he had with Tua and the Miami Dolphins. Nothing potentially is going to change, and that's why I say they're stuck in neutral. It looks great on paper, but where's the productivity this year?
I think it's a great point, Joe. It looks good on paper. When you add the names of Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, it looks as though the Steelers are all in. But does it really elevate Pittsburgh? That is our next conversation. Just in terms of the brass tacks, Joe, you are correct. Jalen Ramsey, still considered a really good cornerback in the National Football League. But he turns 31 in October. He has played 9 years in the National Football League. Last year, he was not a Pro Bowler for the first time in four seasons. He is a three-time All-Pro selection. But the last time he reached Pro Bowl accolades was during his second to last year in L.A. with the Rams back in 2021. Meanwhile, Minka Fitzpatrick has been a Pro Bowler three consecutive years. He is still, much like Jalen Ramsey, a three-time All-Pro selection. Now, they play different positions, right? Fitzpatrick, a safety. Jalen Ramsey, a corner. You add him to a veteran cornerback room now as Darius Slay was acquired in free agency earlier this offseason. But Slay is certainly up there in terms of age as well. Joey Porter Jr., who has been great in the early stages of his NFL career, pretty solid defensive back room for Pittsburgh, but Minka involved in that last year, Joe, also pretty good. And Fitzpatrick was an anchor to a defense that was highly talented in the Steel City, and it's been the defense, Joe, that has really anchored a team that has been consistent in winning and in playoff appearances for the last five seasons. And that's all well and good. But the context and the conversation around all of these additions for Pittsburgh, is it enough for the Steelers to finally win a playoff game again for the first time since 2016?
No, And if you gave me $1,000, $10,000 today and said, Joe, would you bet on the Pittsburgh Steelers? Absolutely not. I can't buy in. Where's the continuity? Not only that, Micah Fitzpatrick, a leader of that locker room with T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward, you take him out of the lineup, you bring in all these fresh faces, veterans, right? Who is the leader of the room? T.J. Watt, yes, we know, Cam Hayward. But now you bring in these multiple personalities that are just supposed to gel and hit the ground running and be an 11 or a 12-win football team without being there in terms of the grind with Mike Tomlin and the staff. Just not going to work. I'm sorry. Again, from on paper, it looks great. It looks like they took a step forward. But it's the same old Steelers as far as I'm concerned. 500 football team at best, and they're certainly not any better than the Ravens or at least Bengals from an offensive perspective.
And I think that's a very fair point. We'll talk a little bit more about this trade and how all these new pieces in Pittsburgh do fit in. And does it really move the needle for the Steelers? Because again, that is the end goal and the conversations. Name and notoriety, for sure. In terms of those numbers, not entirely so. We'll talk more about it on FFC up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle. Again, it's a Monday in late June. In fact, it's the final Monday and just the overall day in this month of June. And yet, we have a blockbuster trade in the National Football League that we continue to break down. If you were not with us in the last 5 to 10 minutes, and again, had not seen this in the last hour plus or so, the Steelers and the Dolphins agreeing to a large trade early on this Monday. Miami is sending cornerback Jalen Ramsey, tight end Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh-round pick to Pittsburgh. In exchange, the Steelers are sending back safety Minkah Fitzpatrick and a fifth-round pick in 2027. Again, Joe, the focus is on Pittsburgh, as the Steelers have been busy, whether good or bad, and how you read it throughout this offseason. The trade for DK Metcalf, the trading away of George Pickens, the large free agency signing of Aaron Rodgers not all that long ago, and now this deal to acquire Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. Now, Joe, we talked a lot of defense right before the break and the swap for Minkah Fitzpatrick and Jalen Ramsey. Does it really make this Pittsburgh D that has been the reason the Steelers have been consistently successful the last half decade that much better? Remains to be seen. But the offense has really been what's holding the Steelers back from being a championship caliber team, not just a 10-win playoff team, but making a deep run in the postseason. Again, name-wise, Aaron Rodgers should help that. Does he really move the needle? Is he better than Mason Rudolph? Sure. Is he the quarterback now at age 41 that's really going to change things? That's up for debate. DK Metcalf should help, and Jonnu Smith should be a positive addition in that Steelers offense as well. Last year, Joe, the only year for Jonnu Smith with Miami, and it was a career season. He was the only Pro Bowler
the Dolphins had on the roster. 88 grabs, 884 receiving yards. Both of those career bests for Jonnu Smith, and 8 receiving touchdowns, matching a career high as well. Now he follows up on that career year, gets a little bit of a raise in Pittsburgh as well. And Joe, if you are a Steelers backer, you are hoping that all of these pieces elevate the offense just enough to win a playoff game.
Yeah, the book, you know, and I'm looking at FanDuel. Last week when we did the odds, the Steelers to make the playoffs, I believe were in the area of plus 152. Now to make the playoffs, 12 cents cheaper, plus 140. The win total had the juice in terms of under at like minus 140, minus 145. Now it's only 8.5, minus 125, plus money at plus 105 to the over. So the book thinks that it's a pretty good move. You just look at it and you say, okay. Let's just look at it. They get Caleb Johnson in, a younger running back from Iowa. He's a workhorse. Can he, you know, obviously be a 1,000-yard rusher? Can this team have explosive plays? That is the question that we ask, you know, and that we asked last year, Russell Wilson. Let's not forget, you know, Russell Wilson has the 400-yard performance against Cincinnati, right? And from that point on, where they won that shootout with Joe Burrow, Arthur Smith basically handcuffed the offense. I mean, in 6 straight games, including the playoffs, or 5 straight at the end of the year, Russell Wilson averaged 176 passing yards per game. They couldn't stretch defenses over the top. They were blue-collar, methodical, time of possession, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and it took them, you know, eons to score either a field goal or a touchdown. Is that going to change with this group now? And again, I don't think so. And if we're talking, well, Aaron Rodgers put up huge numbers with the Jets. Yeah, he put them up, one, after they were eliminated from playoff competition. He threw 5 touchdowns against the garbage Miami Dolphins. He threw another 3 against the garbage Jacksonville Jaguars on the road. So there's 8 of his touchdowns against 2 meaningless teams. Is he going to do that against Baltimore and Cincinnati and all the other teams in the AFC, Kansas City and Buffalo? No, I don't think so. And that's where you say, what are you going to do with this team big picture? I'm selling them. I don't care. It starts at the top and it goes down, and it starts with Aaron Rodgers. I'm selling him. I think he's a cancer for every locker room he's been in. And that's where it starts and ends for me.
Yeah, and Joe, that's still the biggest difference, right? Jonnu Smith might be an upgrade at the tight end spot or a nice new piece offensively, right? DK Metcalf is a deep threat down the field, a great piece as well. Jalen Ramsey might help out the cornerback room with Darius Slay, more so than Minka Fitzpatrick in the back end. All of that is well and good. Aaron Rodgers is the difference. The quarterback is always going to be that single piece above all else that elevates a team and a roster. From a team that clearly, inconsistently, Joe, can win double-digit games and earn playoff bids, but that's not enough. Even with the staple of consistent success that Mike Tomlin has had in 18 years, trying to make it 19 consecutive with never fewer than 8 wins, and of course, never a losing record. Joe, if the Steelers do go under the win total you mentioned of 8.5 as the juice expects at minus 125, it would be the first year in 19 of such seasons under the head coach Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh would have a losing record. So again, the idea that with all of these pieces, Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, Darius Slay, they can win 9 games is not outlandish. In fact, you could say that is expected based both on notoriety and pedigree. But the question is win a playoff game. The question is make a deep playoff run, something the Steelers have not done since 2016, the last playoff win. Also the same year they last reached the AFC Championship game, also 2016. Did that really change in terms of the odds? Well, after the acquisition, Joe, of Aaron Rodgers, 21-1 was the price on Pittsburgh to win the AFC. Around the conference, that being 8th best. 7 playoff teams. Just know that. Right before the big trade happened today, whether it was some reshuffling in the market, just excitement for the NFL in general, 19-1 was the price on Pittsburgh. Now, after this trade has been done, 20-1 the price on the Steelers. What should that tell you about this deal? Doesn't really move the needle from the odds perspective all that much.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, you, if you believe they're going to make the playoffs, sell them in the divisional round or championship round. You're getting great prices.
Yes, you certainly are. Stage of elimination. You can bet on that on the FanDuel Sportsbook as well. Plenty more around the NFL and football in general. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. So, Lisi guy, we have talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Does this really move the needle for the Steelers in the acquisition via this trade of Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith? Basically, the odds don't say as such. Again, would either Joe or I be surprised if Pittsburgh is 9-8, heck, even 10-7, and reaches the postseason? No, I wouldn't be, although I don't think it's the most likely thing to happen this year. We have 18 years of a track record under Mike Tomlin with, in recent memory, worse quarterback play than even Aaron Rodgers entering his 21st season of his NFL career that proves otherwise. But does it make them a championship contender to win the AFC? Does it elevate their status within the division, the AFC North? Does it make them a Super Bowl champ? Not necessarily, Joe. And that's basically where I think this trade falls.
Yeah, again, you know, you look at Mike Tomlin. He's a great coach. He's a great motivator. He coaches up young talent. But it's the veteran talent that they've missed on. And again, we keep going back. This team was a playoff team 3 years ago with Mason Rudolph. They lose as an 11.5-point underdog to the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, right? From that point, they haven't gotten any better. I'm sorry. They are the same team, you know, minus different players. You could just put them into the roster and they're the same exact team. Yeah. You're not scared by their offense and say, you know what? We have to worry. We have to cover, outside of DK Metcalf, we got to cover three other guys. No. You don't, and that's the problem. Again, when you look at the explosive playmakers in the conference, you look at the best wide receivers, you look at the offense and the philosophy of the play calls, Pittsburgh is nowhere near the top. I'm sorry, they're not. You know, they could have one or two games where maybe they catch fire, but that consistency from the start of the year to the end is not going to be there, and now you have a 41-year-old quarterback that you've put all your eggs in one basket, and as he goes, so does this organization from an offensive perspective. And again, you have to really hope that he plays the way he did 3 or 4 seasons ago. And if that's the case, what's the most you can get? 11 wins? This team is not a 14-win football team, and that is the issue right now.
Yeah, and I think, Joe, that could be the case, right? That's where they really need to go in what this competitive AFC is looking like. Now let's talk about the other side of this deal in Miami. They trade away Jalen Ramsey. They trade away their only Pro Bowl performer last year in the tight end, Jonnu Smith, but they do bring back a familiar face in Minka Fitzpatrick, who again was the 11th overall pick by Miami out of Alabama back in 2018, spent a year and then 2 games into his second year in 2019 before he was dealt to the Steelers, where Minka Fitzpatrick has spent the majority of his 7-year NFL career. He heads back to Miami. Does that help? Sure. But Joe, the Dolphins this year, not thought of nearly as optimistically as the previous few off seasons. They are not even thought of as a playoff team around the AFC. And entering year number four under Mike McDaniel, could that seat get very warm if Miami is trending toward a 7 or so win season?
Yeah, I think he's the first coach fired in 2025. I've said that from the start. I haven't bought into his philosophy. He's a player's coach. I would much rather have had Brian Flores back than Mike McDaniel. You know, he was an offensive mastermind. Yeah, when the game plan works before the game starts, Mike McDaniel is very effective. As a head coach in-game and adjusting, he's absolutely terrible. He's atrocious.
Yeah.
He doesn't make adjustments at halftime or in-game, and that's why the Dolphins haven't been able to take the next step. Coupled with the fact that their defense, for years, you could go back for the last 30 years, 40 years, the Dolphins have never had a dominant defense, and that will always be the weakness for this team. No matter how good the offense is, the defense can never carry them, and they're in a complete rebuild. I know they have Tyreek, they have Jalen Waddle, and they have Tua, and your hope is that potentially maybe you could get to 10 or 11 wins, but this has train wreck written all over it. 6.5 under in terms of the wins at plus 155 is where I'm going. Yeah. I'm telling you, and here's the problem. They're in purgatory because are they going to keep Tua? Is he the long-term solution? He can't even play a 17-game season, and yet they have so many unanswered questions and a wide receiver that might check out on game number 8. This is a train wreck. I'm telling you, this is really bad in Miami.
Fifth longest price even for the Dolphins at plus 210 to make the playoffs in the AFC and, of course, in South Florida. They have not had a playoff win since the year 2000. I agree with Joe. It's not great for the Dolphins as of this moment. We transition to college football on the other side of the break. Up next on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. Joe, a lot happening in the football realm here on this final day of June, because July 1st often marks a time in collegiate sports that we see a ton of movement and seismic shifts to the landscape. Tomorrow could be a big time for a certain couple of schools in the Sun Belt and now maybe in the Pac-12. And Joe, also tomorrow starts the beginning of revenue sharing, a historic date and landmark in the history of collegiate athletics, where for the first time ever, schools, universities, athletic departments will directly pay players. We'll talk about that salary cap and some of the issues already. Maybe tomorrow's show. The reason July 1st, Joe, is always that critical time, it kind of signals the start of a new athletic calendar where you turn your attention from last year and thinking forward to the year that is to come. And maybe even in 2026, the following athletic year, when Joe, the Pac-12 will officially, as of this Monday afternoon, have 8 football playing members, which makes them once again a recognized FBS league. Texas State is set to pay its buyout of $5 million to leave the Sun Belt and depart to the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is back, baby. Might not be a power conference league any longer, or probably cannot claim to be the conference of champions any longer, but the Pac-12 as a recognized FBS conference, yeah, it's returned.
Yeah, it's good. And if you threw out those patches or the yearbooks with the Pac-12 right, just a year or two ago, well, they're you know, bring them back, because this is what it's all about. You know, conference realignment. You get 8 teams, teams like we mentioned in the beginning, and open Texas State. It's a jump up for them, and it brings brand recognition to the university or to the program. But for others, we've seen this already, right? You know, for teams in the Sun Belt moving to the Pac-12, that's a huge boost in terms of revenue potentially, and a boost in terms of, you know, just brand recognition and fans buying in and understanding what Texas State is all about. But for other teams, teams in the Mountain West, is it that much of a jump? They have been there. We talk about Boise State. We talk about Colorado State and all the others that have had successful seasons throughout the past few years, right? Is it any different than what we have now? No, just slap a new logo on there with a new commissioner and we'll try to, we'll try to bilk as much money as we can out of all these schools and universities. And the only ones that are hurt are potentially the student athletes because nobody cares about them, right? We're paying them directly now, but who cares if they have to fly halfway across the country for a game or a softball game or a basketball game? Nobody cares about that, though. That's where I hate conference realignment. I hate just knowing and breaking up the rivalries, breaking up everything for the sake of a dollar. It's amazing what's transpired over the course of the last 3 years.
There is no doubt about it, Joe. Back in the summer of 2022, I believe it was, when Texas and Oklahoma shared their intentions to leave the Big 12 for the SEC, this is what really started conference realignment as we know it. Maybe 2021, when OU and Texas shared that. It then allowed the Big Ten to go after USC and UCLA. It led to the dissolution of the Pac-12 with Oregon and Washington in the summer after joining the Big Ten. And the rest of those schools, namely the Four Corner schools and Utah, Colorado, Arizona State, and Arizona, set to join the Big 12 as well. All of this is a wrinkle in time. But the Pac-12, beginning with the 2026 college football season, so not the one that starts in just shy of 2 months, but the following year from now, will be a recognized FBS league once again, as the Texas State Board did approve that $5 million exit fee to leave the Sun Belt and join the Pac-12. Now, here are the 8 football-playing schools within the Pac-12 that will continue, Joe, the name, the brand, and the notoriety that we used to know. Oregon State and Washington State, still technically Pac-12 schools, now have a recognized FBS league to play in, along with Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Utah State, and Texas State makes it that 8th football-playing member. Gonzaga will enter as a non-football member, of course, bringing a ton of notoriety and success when it comes to men's basketball, among others. So, Joe, the Pac-12 is going to look very different than at its peak and at its glory of the late 2000s and the early 2010s, of the USCs, the UCLAs, the Oregons, the Washingtons, and all of that in the fold. But it will be a recognized FBS league. Oregon State, Washington State, Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Utah State, and now Texas State form the Pac-12. In terms of geography, it's not the craziest realigned conference we have seen across the nation in college sports.
No, it's not. And again, it helps Washington State and Oregon State because they weren't affiliated when any conference in the former Pac-12 left them high and dry, which I still can't believe when you just think about them being a member of a conference and just how that played out. But again, we talk about this. Boise State should have joined the Pac-12 years ago, when they had the opportunity and they were that hot brand name and they could have drawn in much more, right? San Diego State too. I mean, not suggesting that San Diego State is a down program, but they had a ton of success under Brady Hoke and back in the day when they were making it to bowls year in and year out, right? Colorado State, Utah State doesn't move the needle though, Ben. I mean, it's good. It's a glorified Mountain West Conference. That's all we have. That's all it is. Yeah. And, it's good. But to them take on the Pac-12 like they're elevating and they're going to compete with the Power Four, they've killed it. I'm a purist, and I know you like the game as well. There's no rivalries here. They have to build it, right? And that's the problem.
Right, and you're completely correct, Joe. In terms of the sizzle, it might be a little bit lacking. In terms of the actual conference when it comes to playing football, I mean, Boise State is going to be huge for the new Pac-12 in terms of potential college football playoff revenue and the TV deal. The reason the Broncos probably didn't join the Pac-12 at its height, it wasn't a ton of TV market revenue. They probably thought at the time, fair or not, that Boise, Idaho presented to the Pac-12 with those larger markets. Now, Boise State, from a football perspective, incredibly, incredibly high. And of course, Joe, the college football playoff representative from the group of five. And it should be shared, the Pac-12, this new version, is not a power conference, but it is going to be considered a group of five. You might be asking, well, if all of those schools are departing from the Mountain West, do we now still only have 9 FBS leagues in 2026? Might it be 10? The Mountain West will be at 8 football playing members as well. Air Force, Hawaii, Nevada, New Mexico, Northern Illinois leaving the MAC and joining the Mountain West, San Jose State, UNLV, UTEP, and Wyoming. So that will still be recognized as an FBS conference. You need 8 football playing members for that to be the case. But Joe, we know that in conference realignment, it's about the almighty TV dollar. It's about revenue. That's it. It's not for geography. It's not for history. It's not for tradition. Certainly, it is not done for rivalry. And does this new league with their new TV deal that will be, you know, spearheaded by CBS do well in terms of revenue? I guess we will await and see. But it's very big for these schools where they believe they can garner larger TV revenue. And you do feel good for the Bees and the Cougs, who are left by themselves and now will have an FBS conference to call home once again. So that was the expected update. Texas State joins the Pac-12. Big news yesterday in college football elsewhere. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Yesterday, some big news in college football circulating on BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff. Here in the offseason on this show on FFC, we have detailed for you that after an 11-win season and an Alamo Bowl victory, BYU should have entered 2025 with a lot of optimism. When you have Jake Retzlaff back at quarterback with Kalani Sitake, who's one of the best coaches at this level in the Big 12 in college football, should have been a lot of excitement. Well, Retzlaff, earlier in the offseason, was accused of sexual assault stemming back to 2023, a civil suit filed by a woman listed in official legal documents as Jane Doe. The reason this gets complicated, Joe, is of course at BYU, there is a student honor code that, in fact, everybody at the institution, faculty, staff, and undergraduates, even athletes, have to sign. In court filings released on Friday afternoon, Retzlaff and his legal representation have denied any bit of wrongdoing or any bit of sexual assault, but did admit in these court filings to Retzlaff having consensual sex with his alleged accuser. Because of that, Joe, it is a violation by BYU's honor code to have premarital sex, even if it is consensual. So reports started to trickle out over the weekend that Retzlaff was in danger of being suspended by BYU, the university, in violation of the honor code, regardless of the legal situation or how it came to play out. The reports were Retzlaff was going to be suspended for 7 games because of this honor code violation, missing more than half of the 2025 college football season. And understanding, Joe, it might be his last year to fully cash in on college football. Retzlaff, by reports, is now going to transfer. We'll discuss that in just a moment. This case took a further wrinkle, as was just reported within the last 45 minutes by Pete Thamel. That civil suit against Jake Retzlaff of sexual assault has now been withdrawn. So it is no longer being pursued with legal action, meaning that in terms of our legal system in the courts, Retzlaff does not face any penalty any longer. But does this change things for BYU? That remains to be seen. Basically, Joe, where it leaves Jake Retzlaff in the BYU football program is that Retzlaff is no longer going to participate with BYU's football team and is looking to enter the transfer portal less than 2 months away from the start of the 2025 college football campaign.
Yeah, huge blow to the program. You're talking about Retzlaff that completed 57% of his passes, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, had them to an undefeated record with about 9 or 10 games left in the regular season, right? Went toe-to-toe with Arizona State. That was the game that they lost, that they could have potentially played in the Big 12 championship game. But to have this withdrawn now, and knowing how BYU's code of conduct is, what can he do? He's like really stuck in a spot. He's got to make the best decision for himself right now. And okay, so he stays with the program. He's going to miss 7 games. He's going to come back in game 8. The season's over by then. And then what? I mean, so, and the other factor is, so let's just say, right, the university drops the charges. Then what about every other person that got, you know, code of conduct and got suspended? Right. Then they'll say, what about me? You have to set a precedent. So they set the precedent.
Right.
We know that they suspend student athletes, and now they're in a rock and a hard place, and Kalani Sitake better start Hillstead and getting him ready for reps because he's the backup there. I know they got the 5-star recruit coming on, but they have to make decisions based off of August. And right now, Retzlaff is definitely not in their plans for the upcoming season.
And Joe, what the interesting thing is, outside of his legal situation, which is now no longer ongoing, as that case has been withdrawn, the civil case has now come to a close. Retzlaff admitted to having consensual premarital sex. That, regardless if it was even further, which of course it has now been shown that it is not, as the sexual assault civil suit has been withdrawn. When that was admitted to by Retzlaff, BYU's quarterback, that in itself, outside of any legal ramifications, is a violation of BYU's honor code. Of course, BYU, the Church of Latter-day Saints, they have a very specific code of conduct of which we have to operate. We know that about a decade and a half ago, when BYU was playing really well in terms of men's basketball and the Jim Furnett teams, there was a player, I'm blanking on his name, Brandon something, who was suspended in the NCAA tournament because of violations of that BYU honor code as well. It is a different standard than many colleges have around the country, but that is what BYU has always upheld. So the legal situation wasn't really the issue here in terms of the violations in the honor code. It was the admission of premarital sex in those court filings that were filed on Friday. So I don't really think that even though the civil suit has been withdrawn, it changes Retzlaff's status at BYU. I think he's going to enter the transfer portal. I don't know if he can theoretically enter the transfer portal, as the portal is not open at the moment. And I'm not sure a violation of his own institution's honor code provides that exemption like a coach departing, and then everybody can leave for 30 days. I'm not entirely sure. That's me pleading ignorance here that I don't know the specifics of that situation. But it's also fascinating, Joe, because all of this is not happening in January or February ahead of the spring transfer portal window. This is happening right now on the final day in the final weekend of June, shy of 2 months out from the start of the season. And that's game number one, let alone fall camp practice number one coming our way, Joe, in just about a month.
Yeah, it hurts BYU significantly. I'm just trying to see exactly how far they fell. 19-1 to win a Big 12 championship. Win total right now for BYU. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I know on Friday it was 8.5. I have to see where it is in terms of the break. But again, you're talking about a veteran quarterback that stepped up and he's mobile. You lose that, this team is really going to fight to win six games now.
Indeed. We'll talk about what this means from the odds perspective, in the football perspective, on the other side of the break, both for BYU, the Big 12, maybe if there's a potential suitor out there for Retzloff. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle. So it seems as though Jake Retzloff is going to transfer from BYU shy of 2 months before the start of the 2025 college football season begins. And Lisi, guy, just a few weeks away from when the Cougs and basically every college football program around the country will head back to campus to get ready with summer workouts into fall camp. Let's talk about what this means first for a BYU team that won 11 games a season ago and was expected to at least be a contender in the up-in-the-air Big 12 once again. You mentioned how you saw the win total entering the weekend around 8.5. That is now 6.5. The over has the hefty juice at minus 150. But when you lose your quarterback in the way that BYU at least seemingly has as of this moment, with this short of a window to recover and figure out future plans, it's going to drastically drop that win total. 8.5 gone, Joe. 6.5 with juice on the over. That new outlook for BYU in 2025.
Yeah, college football, you know, starting quarterbacks is important as, you know, star player in the NBA, right? As the quarterback goes, so does the team success, especially from an offensive perspective. Now, they did have balance. L.J. Martin was one of the best, you know, better running backs in the conference and even college football. So I expect him to get a heavy dose in terms of the rushing attack. But, you know, Retzloff, again, he was mobile enough to make plays outside the pocket. He extended plays with his legs, always kept his eyes downfield, had some battle-tested wins. Go to that primetime Friday night against Oklahoma State. You know, they trailed. Yeah. He led them to a 40 in 40 seconds, basically went 80 yards and still had time to spare on the clock. They pulled that game out, and that's what had them in contention. So, you know, it's going to be very difficult from the leadership perspective. They have McCray Hillstead and also Trayson Bourget on the roster. Not a lot of experience, especially when you look at last year. This is very difficult. If Kalani Sitake could get this team to 8-4, 9-3, would be a fabulous effort. They're going to have to run the football, rely on defense, and see how it plays out. If I had a bet right now, I mean, 6-6 at best, I think.
Yeah, and Joe, they do have a lot of talent in that quarterback room. Bear Bachmeyer, you might remember that name. He is part of the family. We've seen Hank Bachmeyer play at Boise State, Louisiana Tech. Bear Bachmeyer was a prized recruit that had a lot of Power 4 offers elsewhere. Alabama, USC, just to name a few. He chose to go to BYU. He has already learned, as reports say, BYU's offense. Can he be that guy right away? We shall see. But again, it throws things up in the air for BYU to figure out, because they had a lot of consistency with Jake Retzlaff coming back and LJ Martin, the guy in the backfield right beside. Again, it will be a crucial blow for the Cougars. We'll see if anything else unfolds for BYU. The next part of that conversation, Joe, is what's next for Retzlaff. He's got one final year of college eligibility in 2025. It's part of the reason he would enter the transfer portal for violating BYU's honor code and the reported 7-game suspension, missing more than half of his potential final year in college football. Does a team take a chance on him this late into the offseason calendar? About a month away from having to learn a new city, a new school, and more importantly, Joe, a new program and playbook. You don't want to make light of accusations or anything of the sort, but now the civil suit has been withdrawn, there is no legal baggage following Retzlaff along, just the violations of BYU's honor code for premarital sex. And if you are not a member of the Church of LDS, maybe you do not see that nearly as sharply or harshly. Joe, is there a team that you can think of? Do you think there will be teams in the running for Retzlaff's services here in 2025?
Well, I think there'll definitely be teams in the running. He didn't commit a crime. He just code of conduct for BYU. So let's just, you know, and you know, if it played out and he was convicted of that, then that's a different story. But the fact that it was withdrawn and he obviously just, you know, violated the code of conduct, there's going to be multiple teams that have quarterback issues. Now, if he could transfer this year, I would say one team in conference that is in desperate need of a quarterback, they're not good, but it's Oklahoma State. I mean, look at these quarterbacks, Zane Flores and Henji for Oak State taking over for Bowman. They have major quarterback issues, and he's on the hot seat. So that would be one team, but he is from California, so keep an eye out for that. He might want to go closer to home.
We'll provide further updates as this saga continues to unfold, but with it happening this close to the start of the college football season, of course, it is notable. He is Joe Lisi. I'm Ben Stevens. FFC returns tomorrow, noon Eastern time on Sports Grid Radio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.